Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Monday morning. Here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You want me to just take it away here?
I thought we were going to talk about the news we just uncovered before the show started today that is breaking, I guess you could say.
I didn't know there was any breaking news.
Oh, yeah. Russell Wilson's middle name.
Hello, America.
The Hello America drop is hilarious.
Oh, it's so good. Wait, I mean, if you don't want to laugh, you got to cry, right? And I'm not interested in doing all of that today. So we got to laugh a little bit, have a little fun, and then obviously talk about what the elephant in the room is, and that is Russell Wilson's middle name is Carrington. Yes. From one watch quarterback to the next. And perfect. Carrington, Russell Wilson's father, his first name, Harrison. Woo. So there you go. He's washed, baby. And this team may be washed too, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we can start off hot this morning, where I think most people might be. Maybe I'm in the minority. Mac thinks it seems so. I think this seems so. This season is over. It's done. I know there's an eerie quiet noise, but if I'm being real and I'm being honest, I don't think this team has it. I watched that game yesterday, like a lot of you did, and I've been optimistic that they would get it right because of what the past is, but that's not a good team. There are multiple flaws on this team, and 5-5, I do believe 11-6 gets you in, but I will ask you the follow-up question: what makes you believe that this team can run the table? I don't know if there's an answer to that question, because that's what has to happen. Mm-hmm. Mac has been pretty adamant this morning about 51% chance to make the playoff, guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a positive. Not gonna deny that's positive, but they have to win out. And I thought 11-6 would get you in the playoffs. I thought that they could win that game yesterday. You had the better coach. You had the better quarterback.
I thought.
And they were more prepared for that game than the Chiefs were prepared for the game against Denver. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid coming off the bye, 22-4, 22-5 now. You got punched in the face yesterday. The AFC West, you forget about that.
That's done.
That's over.
Yeah.
The Jacksonville loss, no longer really a bad loss. That's just a loss.
Yep.
The Chiefs are now 0-5 in one possession games. The quarterback yesterday, that's now two games in a row that hasn't looked like the quarterback of the past. And I think the biggest reason why I will say that this season is done and why I think this season is over is, yes, there are a lot of self-inflicted wounds. There's a lot of bad things going on with your own team. But the most important thing, which is the most shocking thing that I found out yesterday when I sat there and collected my thoughts and said, okay, stop being this hyperbolic, season's over, why? Nobody, and I mean nobody, fears Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's the number one wild card you had, is that when you walked on the field, it was like, oh, there they are. It's the math test, right? Mm-hmm. Turn it over, take the test. You could be prepared for the Chiefs in the past all the time and be like, we know what they're going to do. We know how they're going to play. We know what Mahomes is. We know what Andy Reid's going to drop. We know what Spags going to do. And then the game happens. You're like, oh, man, there he is. There's 15. There's Andy. There's the mustache. There's the fear that always strikes people when they get on the field. That is gone, boys. That is over.
And that's crazy that that is over, too, because this is an organization now that has been set up with really good weapons at the wide receiver and tight end spot for Patrick Mahomes. Tip of the cap to the offensive line yesterday. I thought they were fantastic. I thought Josh Simmons was great. A play here or there, nobody's perfect, you know, at anything. But the offensive line was there yesterday. The weapons are now there for Patrick Mahomes. We'll get to the running back in just 1 second as the morning goes along, because I know everybody's got conversation about the running back position. But for the most part, the weapons are there for Patrick Mahomes, and he just looks off. And the last two games have really been determined by the play of the quarterback. And then, and Dusty said going into the game, we had the head coach and we have the quarterback. That was a decided advantage over everybody else in the NFL for a very long time. And that situation is just not presenting itself right now. Patrick Mahomes is overthrowing guys. He's throwing behind guys. And he's turning the football over at the most inopportune times. I mean, I go back to the Jacksonville game. And while now they're sitting at 7-4, you think, okay, maybe that's not, you know, a bad loss. It's still a better loss. Yesterday was a carbon copy of that Jacksonville game. You had penalties that were just unforeseen. Every freaking play, it seemed like there was another penalty flag thrown against the Chiefs. You had a bad, horrible, terrible, no good interception thrown by Patrick Mahomes in the red zone yet again. And you weren't able to overcome those mistakes. And I think that's where we are. And you mentioned the head coach as well. The quarterback has not played good. And it's okay to call out the quarterback. We called out Chris Jones. We've called out Travis Kelce. For the last 8 quarters, Patrick Mahomes has been BBL stinky. And it's not just the interception that he threw. It's the overthrowing of wide open wide receivers. It's the throwing behind Travis Kelce that almost turned into another interception in that game. And so when I look at the situation involving this team right now, and I take myself away from everything and you try to figure out why they lost that game, it's pretty simple. They lost that game because number 15 and Andy Reid were outplayed by Bo Nix and Sean Payton yesterday in that game. And that's all there is to it. And this team right now, and this is on the head football coach, this is on Andy Reid. Andy Reid needs to start coordinating games like Alex Smith is under center and no longer Patrick Mahomes. And what I mean by that is you do not have room for error anymore on this team. Every team in the NFL is good now on defense, on offense, all over the place. There is no more separation. Patrick Mahomes is no longer an anomaly in this, right? He's no longer somebody different that's going to come out there and fling it around and win football games for you. That's not who he is at this point in time. They need to start coordinating these games more like they did when Alex Smith was here, where if you made an error, it was going to be very tough to overcome it. And that's where I see the Chiefs right now. No longer are interceptions, 10-point deficits, turnovers okay, because they're going to go out there and take care of business. They don't have the ability to do that anymore. And that, to me, now falls to the head coach and it falls to the quarterback. If you want to continue to win, and I don't think the season's over. I think the division is over. I will say that.
For sure.
I do believe the division is over.
Yep.
Making the playoffs is not over yet, but it will be over if the quarterback and head coach don't get better at what they're doing so far this season on offense, because the line was there, the weapons are there, and Patrick Mahomes was off, and I thought the play calling was very bad yesterday. Very bad play calling by Andy Reid yesterday. Great play to start the game with, you know, Rashee Rice, and then you're going deep on 3 straight plays, and you weren't close on any of them, and you have to punt, and then the running game. I mean, I guess this is why we don't give Andy Reid running backs. He just forbids to run the football. He will not do it. And Kareem Hunt was running at 4-plus yards a clip, almost 5 yards a clip in the first half.
Yep.
Totally invisible in the second half of that game. This one falls on 15. This one falls on Andy Reid. And quite honestly, everybody else played really good in this game, except for the quarterback and the head coach. And those are the two that have to be good every single time, because those are the guys that are in that position. And when you have 15 and Andy Reid, you should win just about every game you go into battle with. You should never be outcoached and never be outplayed. Never be outplayed by Bo Nix. and they were yesterday. That's why they lost that game. It's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And to me, it was nothing else yesterday. Yes, could the defense have made a play here or there? You're absolutely right about that. That interception was a 10-point swing on Patrick Mahomes, and that was the ball game.
It's a terrible interception.
The same one that he threw in Jacksonville. Same place on the field. Turned in, and that guy almost took it back yesterday, too. Thank God for Thornton running down. And Matt Mahomes trying to get the ball at least. But, I mean, he's got to be better. He's got to have better field awareness. And he also has to understand he can't recover from these mistakes anymore like they did in the first 5-6 years of the Patrick Mahomes era here in Kansas City. They can't try to force things in games. They do not have the ability to come back anymore from these big-time deficits and, quite honestly, big-time mistakes. They have become a normal, everyday NFL football team.
Mac?
Yeah, what worries me most about yesterday is that it's nothing that Denver did that to stop this offense or to slow them down. No. I mean, this is Mahomes' regression at this point. He looks broken, and I think that is a domino effect from Andy Reid. I blame him the most for the play calling, the lack of talent. We can get to Brett Veach and the acquisition of players and this team just not being up to snuff as far as talent is concerned and the guys on paper. But Mahomes, like, there were guys open yesterday.
Yep.
He either missed them or he just did not throw. How many times was I yelling at my television, throw the damn ball?
I mean,
someone's there.
A lot of times we were yelling that yesterday, too. Now, credit to Jaquan McMillan. I mean, that guy was a superstar yesterday. I don't know that anybody played a better game in the NFL yesterday than that guy did from a defensive standpoint. Now, but I think, throw the ball, throw it out of bounds, live to see another down. Patrick Mahomes still does not know how to do that.
Nope.
He still does not know how to live to see another down. He is still trying to force everything. He is still trying to make a play on every single play. And when you're inside the red zone, and it's safe to say that the field goal got blocked. I don't know that that's on the kicker. He's seemingly like he's back. We haven't had kicker issues since like week 3 or 4 of this season.
The kickoff issue was bogus too.
That
ticked me off.
But they didn't turn in any points. They went out there. They played defense. Bad kickoff by him, no doubt. But you have a kicker now, and you're inside the 20-yard line. Worst case scenario, fall down, preserve the fact that you're in scoring range and you can get points. It is now the second time that Patrick Mahomes has been terrible in the red zone with an interception, and it's cost him the game both times. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw an interception against Jacksonville and against the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs right now have 2 more wins and 2 less losses. They're at 7-3. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw 2 interceptions in the red zone this season. And it goes directly back to that. Because I tried yesterday. I go, what's not working here? I thought everybody was playing good, except for number 15. And except for the head coach calling the plays yesterday.
Yep. It's just many indications why I will believe it. I think the season's over. And from the text line, maybe this missing the playoffs is what this team needs. I don't know. I don't know what this I know this team needs to run the ball. You say, how many times are you yelling at your TV, throw the ball? How many times were you yesterday screaming at your television, run the ball?
I mean, 13 times, Dusty. Total runs in the game yesterday, not including Patrick Mahomes, and he had 1. 13 times they ran the football with Kareem Hunt yesterday, and that was it. And it wasn't like you were trailing and you had a throw to get back into a game.
No, it was, like you said, Kareem Hunt, I believe the number I wrote down was he was 13 for 59 with a 4.5-yard av. I mean, that's just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And then you didn't do it? Ran away from it. Season's over. It's over. It is what it is. I'm okay admitting that. So we'll continue to carry on. Feel free to call in 913-586-7965. Your calls, your voice should be heard on a day like today.
We do want to hear from you guys. Honestly, it's like you guys need to bring it today.
Yeah. I'm not being facetious there. Your voice is very important today because I want to make sure that I'm not alone in this where I believe that the season's over. If I'm wrong, tell me why. If I'm right, I'd love to hear that as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.